Today is Sunday, the 11th of January, the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord.
You laid aside your glory on the banks of the Jordan, and all for me you went down to the depths. You traded heaven's borders for the chill of murky waters, and took the place of one condemned to death. That day John preached for men to draw near.
Maximilian sings Jordan's Waters. As we prepare to pray with the Lord's baptism today, compose the scene in your mind. Walk towards the River Jordan. What does it all look like?
As you plunged into the deep in search of muddy pearls, son of man, you left behind your robe. There you found me in the dark, and as you rose out of the mire, this prodigal came up and dressed in gold. That day John preached for man to draw near, but God, it's you that came down here. Making sure to man's road. When you rose out of that pale grave into a hot Judean sun, with a violence the heavens did divide, Father, you came running, you wrapped me in your voice, shouting, new son of mine who was dead but now it's alive. That day
today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
In Jordan's waters I'm being made new.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased.
Pause for a moment to take in the scene. How do you imagine Jesus being affirmed by God on this day of his baptism? In the same way, Jesus receives this love. It seems to be the case that God wants to offer a touch of love, a personal, effective experience of love to those who seek God. Have you had such an experience yourself? If yes, remember it. If not, ask God whatever you want to ask, a time to savor or to seek. As you listen to the reading again, imagine Jesus really basking in the love of God. How does he respond?
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased."
Jesus knows, really knows, he is beloved Son. Sit with him on the bank of the river and see what that's like for him. Ask him if you want, or just sit in companionable silence. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.